It's Monday, October 20th, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbian. The Health and Social Services Ministry has confirmed via its social media the first mpox case in Swakopmund in the Erongo region. The patient is stable and isolated at Swakopmund District Hospital, with the infection linked to a recent cross-border travel within the SADC region. Authorities are monitoring contacts and screening for additional cases. The ministry urges anyone showing symptoms such as fever, headache, swollen lymph nodes, muscle aches, or rash to report to any health authorities. Health facilities across the region are on alert to contain further spread. The Communications Regulatory Authority will kick off its first tech challenge starting today, targeting citizens aged 18 to 35. Participants can submit operation or prototype solutions in agri-tech, health tech, and freelance economy tools, promoting innovation, digital access, and youth engagement, according to spokesperson Mufaro Nesongano.
A total of 100,000 Namibian dollars are for grabs, with the first place walking away with 50,000 Namibian dollars for supplies that will enable their business to go forward, as well as $30,000 for the second place and $20,000 for the third. But the real reward is the chance to turn your idea into something bigger through exposure, partnerships, and support from ourselves as well as our stakeholders. Through the CRAN Tech Challenge, we believe that we're going to inspire a new generation of innovators who shape Namibia's digital future.
South Africa's Energy Minister Kgosintso Ramakgoba says the government will invest 2.2 trillion rand, around 30% of the country's GDP, into a comprehensive energy transformation strategy. Part of the cabinet-approved integrated resource plan, the initiative aims to resolve electricity supply challenges, boost economic growth, and create jobs, targeting a 3% GDP increase by 5 years from now.
Electricity has got relationship with human development. Human development has got a relationship with a GDP growth. For as long as there is no electricity, we are going to undermine the country's potential to achieve its ambitions of growth and ensuring that we are able to attract the necessary investments.
In continental news, the Nigerian Correctional Services has declared all correctional facilities nationwide as red zones, banning public access ahead of today's protest demanding the release of Nnamdi Kanu, leader of the proscribed indigenous people of Biafra. In a statement issued by spokesperson Umar Abubakar, according to Business Day Nigeria, the service warns that prisons are restricted areas and that any unauthorized individuals found near the premises will be treated as security threats. Internationally, massive crowds filled major U.S. cities on Saturday with smaller rallies nationwide as millions joined the No Kings protest opposing President Donald Trump's administration. Organizers accused Trump of steering the country towards militarization and authoritarianism amid widespread ICE raids and troop deployments in Democrat-led cities. The demonstrations coincided with a federal government shutdown as the White House and Democrats remained deadlocked over a funding bill. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.